WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. Now simulcasting on the internet at WWCR.com.
I'm joining you live right here around the world on the Mighty Voice. It's the transmitting jewel of the South, WWCR. Glad to have you aboard. It's the 19th, and we're moving right along in the month of August. You know, we've got a festival coming up here in September, starting on the evening of the 26th. So you want to join us there on the 26th in Murphy, North Carolina. We're going to have a glorious grand time. you can stay tuned for details and directions and telephone numbers and reservation information as time goes along. So just be alert that we are going together once again for the Festival of the Tabernacles. Well, glorious time we're going to have. Ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, we'll take our text, we'll lift it right out of the scriptures here. The fear of man brings a snare. Oh, my. But whosoever puts his trust in Yahweh shall be safe. Now, that's Proverbs 29, verse 25. And the title of our message tonight is The Rupturing Rapture. Is it true that the church is going to escape tribulation? Isn't it something of the nature of man to fear man? Ladies and gentlemen, the fear of man brings a snare. That's the rapture that will rupture. You see, the people that don't want to suffer for him will not reign with him. And yet they say they're going to go away and they're going to reign, and then Christ is going to come back, and then he's going to lift or snatch away another set of people, and then he's going to rain fire and brimstone down on the wicked. No truth to that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to rupture the rapture doctrine real good tonight, because you need to know that you must be prepared to suffer to reign. In the Gospel of Revelations, chapter 2, and verse 3, you have borne and have had patience, and for my name's sake you have labored and have not fainted. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the ostrich that buries his head in the sand when trouble's coming. We're in the last days. Yeah, trouble. Remember what Christ said, that for fear of who? Oh, they fear man. They fear about taking a chip or having a government to rule over them or something of that nature. My government is in the kingdom of heaven. I do not fear man. Peter and James and John being whipped by the Sanhedrin government and threatened with imprisonment and death said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than man. Look here in the 10th verse of the same chapter of Revelation chapter 2. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Oh, my. Suffer. If you're going to reign with him, ladies and gentlemen, somebody that suffered for you and laid down his life for you, when you get that perfect love put in you, you're not afraid. You don't have no fear of man or his evil inventions. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Oh, my. Well, if the church is gone and they don't have to go through the tribulation, that ain't what the Bible says here. It said, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. If you're not here, he can't cast you in. And he certainly ain't going to cast himself in there. Ladies and gentlemen, if the devil fights and devours the devil and destroys the devil, then he destroys himself. He's going to fight against the children of a king. They're worthy. They will suffer. They're ready to die. They're ready to be offered. All day long, we're counted as fodder for those who would feed us into the giant demonic machine of tribulation. But listen to this. You will be tried and you shall have the tribulation. Oh, my. Well, that's one of the scriptures that the doctrine people... Where did the rapture come from? Did you know that all of the early teaching of Christian writings prior to the 19th century, there was not one word mentioned about the doctrine of the rapture? In 1830, a sudden revival of the gifts of the Spirit, so-called speaking in tongues, prophecy, and visions began to be made manifest with a family by the name of MacDonnell in Port Glasgow, Scotland. People began to flock from England, Ireland, and all over Scotland to observe the supernatural manifestations of the MacDonnell's prayer meetings. Margaret MacDonnell, one of the daughters, said that she had a vision of Christ coming in his second coming. She said Christ would return in two phases. She split the promised one-time return of Christ into a two-part event, and thus was born the rapture. Know how Christians love their ears tickled. Be nice if we didn't have to go through the cold winter nights without heat. Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't have a place to lay his head. You be glad you've got a place to lay your head. You don't think he went to prison? You don't think he suffered at the hands of the wicked? Ladies and gentlemen, the tribulation, according to the Bible, and we're going to go there to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah. It is a wonderful tale of suffering. Jeremiah himself was called the suffering prophet. Ladies and gentlemen, we were born to serve Yahweh. Of course, the devil is mad. And he went out to make war with the saints, them that love Yahweh, and kept his commandments. Listen to this now. Alas, for that great day, that there is none likened to it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. See, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a tribulation for the world. The world's going to be eating and drinking and being evil. Matter of fact, it is the precious remnant that will be delivered up before kings and rulers and will suffer according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, for the great magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. Now, if you don't think the Jesus people will persecute you and the church religious world that calls on that name, if you don't think they'll persecute you, you come over and get in the name of Yahweh. Then you'll know that you've been separated from the boys and joined the men. Did you know that John Darby, a well-known theologian and founder of the Plymouth Brethren of Britain, he got carried away, went over to Scotland and attended the prayer meetings where Miss MacDonnell's vision of Christ two-phase was coming, mentioned, and as they taught it there, he even visited Miss MacDonnell in her home, and after returning home from Scotland was thoroughly convinced that Christ's coming would be in two phases, and he began to teach Christ's second coming as according to the doctrine of the little lady that had the vision named Miss MacDonnell. Mr. Schofield, Cyrus Schofield, the author of the Schofield Reference Bible, accepted Darby's teaching of the rapture, and he taught it in his Bible, even in the footnotes, suggesting that Christ would come back in two phases to rapture out his people. Ladies and gentlemen, the coming of Christ will not be a secret event. Don't you know, in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, where we're going to find out that Yahweh warned us to be prepared for the great suffering of the tribulation. Here it says, Jacob's trouble. It's a time of Jacob. That's tribulation, ladies and gentlemen. But he shall be saved not from it, but out of it. That means that the church, how are you going to glorify Yahweh? How are you going to give him any honor by being a coward and hunkering down and listen to these smooth speeches and enticing words of the bail box ministers as they promise you liberty, and in fact they're going to put you into the harm of the evil ones, and if you're not very careful, you may literally be snatched away as the evil, and all of the references of the Bible, we're going to cover those in detail, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that in Matthew 13:24, that the parable that he gave of the kingdom of heaven likened unto a man which sowed the good seed, but while the men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. But when the blade had sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares right in the mixture. And when he was told by the servants of the household, he told them it was an enemy. The servant said of them, "Well, thou then that we go and gather them up." Now, this could give us the snatch away, tribulation, the snatching of the rapture. But it ruptures right here. But he said, "No. Least while you gather up, not the wheat." Listen, ladies and gentlemen, but while you gather up the tares, it is the wicked that will be removed and snatched away. Ladies and gentlemen, these preachers that love to tickle the ears of the believers, those have been persuaded in this sweet lullaby doctrine, rock me to sleep in the cradle of love, you're going to understand just exactly how your Messiah, if you've got him, was hated, despised, and that Satan went out to make war with the saints. Tribulation, problems, affliction, suffering, jail, all these things shall they do unto you as the tares. But the end is not yet. That's what he said in Matthew chapter 24. Notice this. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. But while you gather up the tares, you might root up the wheat. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And then, in the time of the harvest. Now, this is the time of the rapture that the Christians are teaching. But listen to what it says. Verse 29 and 30. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. No two-part harvest here, ladies and gentlemen. Until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, the angels, because he went on to explain this parable, gather ye together, snatch them up, the tares. Oh, my. You see, Christians don't tell you. They say the wicked's going to be left here. But Christ says that he's going to snatch the tares out. Bind them in bundles. Oh, my. Boy, it's very convenient for the world setting up the great snatch. If they're already gathered together, if the fire's already lit, maybe these false prophets is just doing the angels, saving them a job of gathering up all of these silly women. Doctrine of the rapture came from a woman, a silly woman, someone that didn't understand the scriptures, someone that didn't understand the suffering ability of the born from above. Not again. Oh, yeah, put your name on a born-again book. But if you're born from above, you were born to be conquerors. You were born to be a warrior. You were born to go to jail. You were born to suffer. You were born to be cast out. Blessed are you when they shall speak all manner of harm against you. Oh, they'll lie. You preach the truth in the community and watch the devil raise his head. They'll lie. They'll divide. They will accuse. That's the wicked that claim to be righteous. And you'll get this from the church-going people, ladies and gentlemen. Those that say they love Jesus will hate you when you come in the name of Yahweh. But to the harvesters, I will say, gather first the tares, bind them in bundles, and burn them. Oh, first. The first snatching, if there's going to be a snatch, that's what the word rapture means, literally, to be caught. Caught. The snatch. So we're going to rupture the church from going away and rapture the wicked out that will be gathered and taken away, as it says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give her light and the stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then, here comes the rapture. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. See, it's Satan and his angels that are going to be here opposing the second coming of Yahweh-Shua and his angels, and they are commanded in verse 29 of chapter 24, or chapter 13 here, where we're reading, referring to Matthew 24, where we're now reading, but in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew, the parable of the reapers was the angels that were going to snatch away the wicked. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Immediately shall the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels. After the wicked are taken away, raptured out. Don't be so eager to go, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. You want to see the party end? He's Alpha the beginning. He's also Omega. He started this with his children. They went to Egypt and they were tribulated down there for over 400 years. And he's got people that can take the heat because they know where the kitchen is, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that as it was in the 17th chapter of the book of Luke, listen to me as I read. Verse 26 through 30, King James Version. As it was in the days of Noah, going back to the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis, Christ doing the talking now, the one that these rapture people that want to get out of here should read. They should read the Bible. But they've listened to these jerky, weaky, weak-kneed, knee-jerking preachers that want an easy way to lull their sheep into submission, bury their head in the sand so that they can sit on their pews of do-nothing as the preachers empty their pockets very conveniently as they shout and sing, "We're going to fly away." Notice who flew away in the days of Noah. They were eating and drinking. They were being married. They were marrying wives. They were given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and it destroyed or it took all of the wicked. Who remained? rupture and the rapture, ladies and gentlemen. Get it straight from the man that knows the end, because he declared it from the very beginning. Notice as it says that Lot likewise, they were eating and drinking. Hollywood was a-buzzing. Oh, yeah. The naked ladies were dancing and prancing. Most of them going to church on Sunday. Styling and profiling, eating and drinking, as it was in days of Lot. They sold, they planted, they built, and they bought. Oh, got a condo in L.A. or Las Angeles, or in Las Vegas, or maybe in New York City. Yeah, planted, built, bought, and sold. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone and destroyed all of the wicked, as it was in those days of Noah and those days of Lot. So shall it be. Now, was the righteous, did Lot have to flee? Did he have to hide? Was he given instruction? He said, marvel not when the day you're delivered up, don't worry about what you're going to say, for the Holy Ghost will start talking to you in that hour. Oh, a lot of people are going to hear his voice in that day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you need to practice a little bit before those days come. Do you know what it is to lay hungry for days on end without any food? Do you know what it is to be denied and turned away by the majority of the church-going people of the world? I've been rejected in every church that I've ever gone to. Why? Because they don't want the truth. Now, if I preached a flyaway message or a rapture, but when you rupture their doctrine and prove that the rapture is false, that the rapture's for the wicked, it is the righteous that shall inherit the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, John 17:15. I want you to read it real well. John chapter 17, verse 15, as we're down at the bottom of the air. I pray not, Holy Father, that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. I pray not for these alone, but for them also in our days, in the last days, which shall believe through thy word. Ladies and gentlemen, whosoever therefore, Mark 8:38, shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, especially Christians, or they've been lulled to sleep by their pastors. They don't know what suffering is. Air-conditioned churches. Oh, yeah. Oh, they get to the ball games, though. They can suffer out there in the freezing rain as long as their team is running up and down the field with a dirty pigskin. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, are you going to them old ball games? Joy seekers. Pleasure seekers, lovers of pleasure, wanting to have it easy, refusing to suffer. And the Bible said, unless you'll suffer, you will not reign. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. And Matthew 25:31 will tell you what happens. He's going to set up a judgment here upon the earth. And before him shall be gathered all these nations, and the goats go to the left and the sheep go to the right. Separation time. Remember, he said, bind the tares, I'll send my angels, and bind the tares. Who's that? Those that don't want to suffer. Those that have not paid the price to wear the crown. those that refuse to walk in the name of Yahweh. Oh, my. Listen to what David said in Psalms 110. Also requoted in Mark 12:35. Yahweh said unto me, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Do you think that Yahweh is afraid of a government? Do you think if he feared Nebuchadnezzar, who ruled the known world of that day, when he made the affliction for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't get raptured out, ladies and gentlemen. They got thrown into the fiery furnace. And even when they were tested and tried, they said, we don't care what the king says. We will not bow the knee to Nebuchadnezzar and obey his worldly government image set up out here somewhere to worship. The church world today has been bought hook, line, and sinker deception from the time that Christ was taken off the earth in a cloud, not on one, in a cloud. The same cloud followed the Israelites in the days of old to protect them. Don't you believe that Yahweh would give you the promises of Proverbs chapter 2, verse 21? Listen as I read. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect man shall remain in it. Oh, my. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted. There you go. Christ told you in Matthew chapter 13 that the tares, the evil, shall be rooted out first and burned. So you better watch what rapture you get into, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you that the Bible says they shall deceive the very elect if it was possible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We're going to pause here for station identification. Into the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy around the world tonight on WWCR. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
like a sunshine on a cold winter day, ladies and gentlemen. Let it be nuclear winter. Let it be nature's floods. You know, the Bible warns you that in the last days that all these things would come to pass. But the end would not be yet. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that everyone today is fearing? Did you know that they don't want to walk upright? They don't want to suffer. They don't want to look into those things that are coming because of fear. But that's the wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Yahweh is a suffering servant, and that you are made in His image, and that you were made to suffer, and that those that suffer with Him will reign with Him if they are worthy to walk upright before Him? You see, ladies and gentlemen, every battle's been won by the brave. Notice this. For those people who have to preach in order to hang on to their pre-trib rapture hope, these Christian authors of the modern era, none in the past now, before the 18th century, they bring in a second rapture during the tribulation, which will account for those saints described in Revelations of 20 and verse 4 through 6. Now, I'm going to read that to you. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of the Messiah, Yahushua, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of the anointing, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, who is this? In the great tribulation, you reckon that that could have been in the first resurrection? Well, the Bible tells you right here it's in the first resurrection. Now, notice, ladies and gentlemen, that they reigned with Christ. Well, did anybody get up with Christ? Was there a great tribulation in the days of Galilee that is recorded in the Bible in Matthew chapter 2, particularly in verse 16, when Rachel was weeping for her children? There was a great slaughter. And according to the Bible, in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelations, again, this great tribulation that the church went through, ladies and gentlemen, Christ was a child. He had a work to do. But these were the first ones to shed blood. They were all beheaded, according to the Bible. Now, ladies and gentlemen, who is it that's going to be headed in the tribulation? If the church is gone, then there would be nobody here but the wicked and the unbelievers. Oh, they say, well, he's going to convert a lot of people during the tribulation. Many people will accept Jesus and turn from their wicked ways. Oh, really? Do you really believe that that's what the Bible says? I don't think so. If you notice this passage, it tells us that tribulation martyrs are those who were dead in Christ, resurrected in the first resurrection. Now, Bible clearly teaches that there's only one more resurrection. Now, if there's only one more resurrection, that would be the second resurrection. Those that remain will not prevent them that sleep. For Christ, the Anointed One, Yahushua, coming back in that flesh body that he suffered in. They'll see the wounds, ladies and gentlemen. You'll get to meet the man that went through with the plan of suffering. He reigned because he suffered. Those that suffered with him were the innocent little children in the first resurrection period, right prior to, actually about 33 years prior to his death. When they killed him, these are the first ones to shed blood for the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. Where is he? I want to worship him. And he killed all the male children, and the Bible said these were males. They had defiled themselves with women. These were beheaded for the word of God and the testimony. What was the testimony? They were children. And Herod, in his thirst for blood. You see, the wicked lust for the blood of the righteous. And the Bible says that the wicked digs a hole, but are snared, snatched, taken, and the final analysis, ladies and gentlemen, right before the second coming, the wicked are going to be gathered together in bundles. Oh my, I can't wait. I can't wait for the stack of filthy, wicked bundles of the wicked. Their bones will become ashes of fertilizer. And the Bible literally says that the righteous shall tread upon the ashes of the wicked. And Christ used that word, burned. Now, how's that going to happen? I have described that in the dimensional shift of the last days. Peter mentioned it in his scriptures here in the second chapter, or the second book of Peter, chapter 3. It describes in detail. Peter goes through the scriptures where he talks about that the account that the long-suffering of our Yahweh is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to them, hath written unto you. Notice this. Nevertheless, here it says, the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, what's that heat for? Well, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego experienced no harm in a fervent heat. How can Yahweh insulate the righteous and melt down the bones and turn the wicked into ashes at his coming? A dimensional shift of frictional vibrations, and those that have the Holy Ghost are on a special vibration, and they have a special vibrational message. Oh, the world don't love it. The church don't love it. You see, Yahweh, when he was here, he was outside the church trying to get in. They wouldn't have him. Away with such a man. You think anything has changed? I don't think so. Meshach and Abednego, they went through the fire. And the wicked that bundled them up, or tied them up, and threw them into the fire, the very wicked that threw them in there died. What do you think about that? Here he says, they shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that these things shall be dissolved. What are they? Frequency vibrations, ladies and gentlemen. The wicked shall automatically go to a meltdown mode. Spontaneous internal combustion. Oh, when you see that, you won't be like an ostrich with a head in the sand. You'll get to see those things. It'll be joy. When the wicked disappear immediately, and you stand there wondering where they all went. You're right in the midst of the fire. You're right in the midst of the tribulation. You're right in the midst of a rapture. Not of the righteous, but of the wicked. The righteous will remain. It is the wicked that will be taken off this earth. They will literally melt down as they fall away and are judged accordingly. Listen to this now. Verse 12 of 2 Peter in chapter 3. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Not God's. Not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but Yahweh. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of Yahweh. There's many gods. Only Yahweh's going to come back and destroy all those that worship the false gods, the many gods, the no gods, or the gods that have deceived the very elect. Satan is a shrewd individual, but he's not as shrewd as the man that created him. He's coming back, and the heavens are going to be on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't want to be snatched up through a fire, would you? Huh? No. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stayed right in the furnace. They didn't run out of the furnace and be raptured up into heaven. They endured the punishment. They endured the fear, no doubt, the night before that they were to be burned. They knew their fate. No doubt the devil come to them and said, why don't you all repent? You know God don't want you to suffer. You know he's going to rapture you out, and here he is. He's lied to you, and you're fixing to die. Won't you just deny God and die? And as Job told his foolish wife, when she said, why don't you just go ahead and curse him? Everybody's against us. Nothing works out. You've been tormented ever since you turned to Yahweh. And Job remained steadfast in his faith, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said, you talk like a foolish woman. This little foolish girl, led by the error of the wicked, changed the truth into a lie. As they worship the creature of satanic influence of smooth speech and enticing words. And the doctrine of the rapture sprang up through a little silly girl being used by satanic influence. The Bible said, try the spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that Yahweh is coming back, as it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Let me finish verse 12 here, because it's a powerful, powerful verse of Scripture. Looking for and hasting to the coming of the day of Yahweh, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That's that spiritual heat. There is a fire, a natural fire, and then there is the fire of the Holy Ghost, and our God is a consuming fire, and those that are born of the Holy Ghost and fire can take the heat. Guaranteed. Oh my. Listen to me. Verse 13. Then we're going to hook it up as we close out our message of the rupturing rapture. Wherefore, verse 13, nevertheless, we according to his promise, nevertheless, after all this, man, it's going to be a fight. The wicked are going to have a tear meltdown, the bundled tears. Yahweh is going to create a frictional vibrational heat system of dimensional shift. It's already going on, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't realize it. We look for a new heaven and a new earth. Oh, my. Wherein dwelleth the wicked? Wherein dwelleth the righteous? Now, Isaiah chapter 66, as we close it out, verse 22. I'd like to read the whole chapter, but for the sake of time, my time has just melted away, just like the wicked are going to melt in the day of the dimensional shift, where the heat is going to be so intense as it was in the furnace of affliction of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, who did not get raptured out, but they did rapture the wicked by the very fact that the wicked was bound them. They thought, man, this is going to be a piece of cake to throw these boys in there. We'll get a big badge of honor from the president, Nebuchadnezzar. All they got for their effort was a meltdown. And the wicked who have deceived and would deceive the very elect if possible, they're going to have a meltdown, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to inherit the earth. They're not going to enjoy the things that they've laid up, because they'll cast their silver and gold. Now, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, ties in to Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22. Now, I just read you the scripture where they in verse 14, there would be a new heaven and an earth. For as the new heavens and the new earth, this is Yahweh doing the speaking through his prophet Isaiah. Oh, he was Isaiah. A lot of people say hallelujah. They'll know on that day when they're burning, they ain't got the name to insulate them. It is the name that will protect you, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have his name in your forehead of Revelations 22:4, you're going to be checked at the gate. The gate is the fiery furnace, and everybody has to go through it. It's the righteous that will live through the fire, because they're born to fire. It's the wicked that can't take the heat that will be destroyed and raptured out. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I make, shall remain before me. See, it's a new heaven. Peter's talked about that new heaven. He's quoting right here in Isaiah. Saith Yahweh, so shall the seed of the righteous and your name remain. Your name. What is your name? You're called by the name of Yahweh. Those that are called by my name. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from, well, the devil don't like that one, from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship, saith Yahweh, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses, ashes literally, of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. There it is, Peter talking about it. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. That's the wicked, ladies and gentlemen. Well, my time is come and gone. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call, and Pastor Buddy, I need to be getting ready to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know I've enjoyed teaching to you the truth of the ruptured rapture. And I'm not being facetious either. I'm just quoting you scriptures. I'm giving you the word of Yahweh. Now, you can believe a lie, and you can be damned who hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the time has come that men will not endure a sound doctrine? That day, ladies and gentlemen, that day is right now. Right now. Good news from up in the great state of Michigan. Brother Randy and Brother Jim Daniels had a Yahweh name baptizing there in the river in central Michigan. Seven or eight souls, I don't know how many, seven or eight, and I think they got a total of 12 to be baptized in the great name. Great work up there. And we're so proud of the folks in Michigan. I'm going to play a special song for my good friend up there in the upper part of Michigan, Miss Dan. And this song that I will play going off there will be a memorial to her and her great faith and her great love, her and her husband, Fred. Many blessings up in the great state of Michigan. Just got the news of the baptismal service in the great name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. We're looking into getting some more radio time, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gary, talk with me today about it, and we're very optimistic that Yahweh could provide us another hour a week. That'll give us 2 hours, and we'll give you the call letters in the station if we decide to go on. We can't get time on WWCR the time that we requested. There's no openings. This is the Mighty Voice, the transmitting jewel of the South. So we'll give you the call letters of the station that we'll be on right here on our program on Shepherd's Call. Now, if you would like to call Dr. Gary again, my sponsor, tell him you're pastor buddy, 1-877-289-7439. Commit to us. Help us to preach the gospel. If you want truth, or do you want smooth speech and enticing words of men's wisdom to deceive you? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, stand up and be like men and be counted. Now, Brother Paul, he's up in Michigan. His contact number is 1-800-253-2748. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get out of here. I'll see you next Sunday night on The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Look around.
I look around me. What do I see? I see the birds in the sky on the wing. I see the smallest flower.
If you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. That's Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to have this message tonight on CD, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 378. I'll see you next Sunday night around the world on WWCR Radio.
I'm filled with wonder, and my heart.